to provide that for you every afternoon. And this morning I woke up and I was looking over the tweets, and I saw a tweet from L. Lynn Wood. He's a famous lawyer. We can get into some of the cases. He had Nicholas Sandman, for instance, from Covington Catholic, and he was involved in the Richard Jewell case a while back. I think he represents Kyle Rittenhouse now and the Kenosha shooter who defended himself. And he's working on the challenges. And he put out a tweet at 2:35 this morning. Time now to rest, comfortable in my belief that real Donald Trump won a historic landslide victory across nation on November 3rd. Be patient. Biden will never be president of our nation. To the contrary, Biden, along with many others, will be an inmate. Be patient. Trust Trump. Joining us now is Lynn Wood. Thank you for that encouraging tweet. That really improved my mood, and I'm sure hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of other people this morning, Lynn Wood.
Well, thank you, Howie, and it's a pleasure to speak with you. That tweet was at 2:35 a.m., and that not only speaks to, I think, the time and effort that I've been putting into this, but really it reflects almost round-the-clock efforts by members of the legal profession and ordinary people of this country that are determined to not only uncover the truth, but to expose the truth. And when all is known, I am 100% confident that Donald Trump will be president of the United States for four more years. And I'm just as confident that Joe Biden and the people like him that have been trying to steal this election and committing crimes for years, they're going to all go to jail.
What leads you to be so optimistic? I mean, there's still time, but we're coming up to the dates of the voter certification deadline start in about 9 or 10 days from now, and as you know, it's so hard to prove ballot fraud, especially when they've been mingling the bad ballots with the good ballots to make it impossible for the law-abiding part of the population to do anything about this. Why are you confident? What leads you to think we're going to win?
I believe in we the people. This was a well-planned, probably almost for two decades, attack to overthrow our government. Was it well done in the sense of trying to hide the fraud? Sure, but it was too massive. Donald Trump surprised even the enemy by the wide margins in which he won in the key states they had targeted to steal. So in the middle of the night, they started having to produce tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands, of fake paper ballots. They had set that up with COVID. So will this be resolved by the courts? Yes. But I don't believe that it necessarily has to be resolved by the courts before the people in this country fully recognize by the irrefutable evidence that Joe Biden is illegitimate, his votes were fraudulent, he tried to steal this election, and he failed. So the people of this country will actually do what the people in this country are supposed to do. The people will decide who the next president of the United States will be. It will be confirmed by the courts in terms of the illegality of the fraud. But between now and when all these deadlines come to pass, the evidence that will be put out over time will convince any fair-minded and objective American, even many who did not support Trump, that there was a concerted, calculated effort to steal our government and our freedom. And in the process, the record will show that they themselves killed many people in this country. These people are despicable. They're criminals. Going forward, I'm confident there will be no more corruption in the White House. Donald Trump's going to drain the swamp. Stay tuned.
Wait, now, are you working in a specific state, or are you just working on the overall strategy?
I'm working specifically on a lawsuit that will be filed in Georgia, where the Georgia election will have to be deemed unlawful and void because the Democrats got the Secretary of State in Georgia to enter into a consent settlement in litigation in March of this year, where the Secretary of State substantively changed the rules of the election as they related to the absentee ballots. The law doesn't allow the Secretary of State to do that. It has to be done in a federal election by the state legislature.
Right, like in Pennsylvania.
Just like in Pennsylvania, just along the same legal grounds as Justice Alito ruled when he separated the ballots.
Right.
So the state of Georgia will ultimately have to have the governor order, order a special session of the legislature. They will recognize that the election was unlawful and illegal, that it is likely impossible, without it taking a considerable length of time, to show the level of the fraud and the real vote count, so that under those circumstances, the legislature will select and elect the electors. Those electors from the state of Georgia will vote for Donald J. Trump.
I mean, that's the easiest way, and that's the constitutional way to resolve this massive fraud. But do you, Linwood, really think the legislators in Georgia and the other states, all of which basically are, except for Nevada, are controlled by Republicans in both branches, do you really think the legislators have the cojones to do that?
Well, legislators are politicians, and most of these state politicians, they have to run for office within a couple of years.
Right.
Whether they have the cojones to do it or not, too many of them are in government because they want power, influence, and money. So they'll probably want to stay there. If they want to stay there, they're going to follow the will of the people. And the will of the people in this election was overwhelmingly to reelect Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. I am confident that President Trump won a historic landslide election. What you hear now in the media, it's a lie. The media has been lying to this country as a propaganda tool for the people that were trying to overthrow our government for years. They groomed us. They played us. But you fool us once, okay, you're not going to fool the people of this country twice. We know what they've done now. They've been caught. In time, a lot of people are going to go to jail, Howie.
Rudy Giuliani said today to Steve Bannon that they have three whistleblowers from one of these software companies that was supposedly involved in this on a multi-state level that have already come forward. Is that true, as far as you know?
Well, I know that there are whistleblowers. I think there's probably going to be much more than three. But I can tell you that the evidence is going to be undisputed that the Dominion voting machines were originally in Venezuela, paid for by Cuban money, and then found their way into this country in business relationships tied to George Soros and to the Clinton Foundation. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out who's behind the effort to overthrow our government. It's the global elitist, it's the criminals like the Clinton crime family, and the country's going to find out there's been a heavy involvement by China. We're going to go through some difficult days and weeks ahead, but we're going to prevail. Freedom's going to reign, but it's going to be difficult. But when it's over, things in this country are going to return to the days of when we lived a truthful life and we get rid of all this swamp. These swamp creatures who have used our government, used our taxpayers' money to stick it in their own pockets, like Joe Biden, like Bill Clinton, like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Obama.
Can this all be accomplished, though, by December 14th when the Electoral College meets?
Well, the timing of all of this, I don't know anything about. I'm sure this will proceed on the timing that our president sets forth. I would like to think that over the next several days that we'll learn increasingly more about the evidence that establishes the crimes that have been committed, so that within a period of time, reasonable period of time, the evidence is going to have mounted up to a point where the people know what happened. They will accept that it was a fraud, a theft of our election. And then the people will demand justice and accountability. We've been waiting for that from the Jeffrey Epstein matter. We've been waiting for it from the John Durham matter. We've been waiting for it from the Hunter Biden laptop, the Anthony Weiner laptop. We've been waiting for it now for the election theft and fraud. all of these things are going to be revealed. Every lie, Howie, every lie, with time, will be revealed.
I just hope it's before. I just hope it's in time. I just hope there's enough time to get everything out. You know, there's already polls out there run by the same people who said Joe Biden was going to win in a landslide that say over half the people in the country already believe that this is a this was a fraudulent election. So, you know, but the mainstream media
those
is
numbers,
gonna,
those numbers will grow. Those numbers will grow.
Yeah, but the mainstream media,
50%.
The mainstream media, the people you've been suing, God bless you for doing it, they're going to say, they're going to say, oh, it's over. It's over. What these guys, those Lynn Wood and Howie Carr and all, everybody who's listening and watching them, they're conspiracy theorists.
Well, if conspiracy theorist is that I've heard that phrase. I know what it was developed to do, to demean people who tell the truth, people who connect the dots. Don't forget that one of the major culprits is one of the most corrupt organizations in the world, the CIA. Mm-hmm. Trust me, they've been trying to corrupt this country since the 1950s. President Eisenhower said when he gave his last speech to the country before John F. Kennedy was inaugurated that the greatest threat to this country was not external, it was internal. It was the military-industrial complex. When that's uncovered, there's going to be a lot of people in the CIA and the national security agencies. They're going to be in jail, too. But let me give you some really, really, really good news. All of these corrupt people in the media that have served for money as the propaganda tool, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, oh boy, CNN, The Washington Post, New York Times, Atlantic, Mother Jones, you name the list, they're going to be destroyed, too, because they will have no credibility at all. The days of watching the mainstream media are over because they're going to be revealed as liars, and they fell for it, but they didn't really fall for it. They were part of it. They're all going down, Howie. We're going to have a new day in America.
I hope so. I hope so, Lynn Wood. But listen, we're out of time, but keep putting out those tweets in the early morning hours, to cheer everybody up. Who's on?
I want everybody to feel better about this because it's all going to end good. Trust me.
All right, Lynn Wood, will you represent Richard Hopkins, that postal carrier in Erie, Pennsylvania? He wants to sue the Washington Post for making up that story about him today.
Well, I mean, he'd have to come to me. I don't know that my practice would allow me, but I have a Fight Back Foundation, 501c4, that I formed several months ago to help people preserve and protect their constitutional rights. And if I can't take him on, I can sure help him find somebody.
Well, that's great. We'll let him know. That's a what's the name of the group? Fight Back?
Hashtag Fight Back Foundation.
Hashtag
you
Fight Back.
You go on my Twitter page, you'll see it. We're trying to raise money for Kyle Rittenhouse after I assembled some criminal lawyers to defend that boy who is innocent and is a political prisoner.
We'll get
him out. Justice will be served. This country is going to return to being a country of truth. We've been a country of lies for too long.
I was sorry he was extradited, but I have confidence in you. And it seems like that's a cut and dried case that it was self-defense all the way. I will say that
while the timing of the extradition was a little surprising, upon reflection, I think that he was moved to Kenosha because he is very safe in Kenosha. The sheriff of Kenosha is going to make sure that Kyle Rittenhouse is safe.
That's good. Lynn Wood, thanks so much for coming on with us, and we hope we can call you again as the events unfold in the next couple of weeks, okay? Thank you very much. That's Lynn Wood. Again, he's